like so many Floridians and so many people throughout the country. I mean, I'm frustrated and angry at the way these career politicians are getting nothing accomplished in Washington. You know, I sit here in Florida and I see an unemployment rate that's gone from just over 3% not that many years ago to almost 12%, and it's not getting better. I look at the housing crisis here. I mean, we have one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country, and the last quarter was worse than the previous quarter. So, like so many Floridians, I'm just frustrated, and I'm angry, and I think what Washington needs is more people who have come from the private sector who understand what it is to create jobs, how to run a business, so we can get this economy going again. Because this is the number one problem we're facing here in Florida: jobs and the economy.
And you were formerly a Republican, and some people have said, "Well, what makes you run as a Democrat? How can voters know that you're going to run on Democratic values and not on Republican ideas?"
Well, Sean, I was raised as a Democrat my whole life. I grew up in and was born and grew up in Worcester, Massachusetts, in a middle-class community. My parents were lifelong Democrats. I remember my grandfather was very, very involved in Democratic politics. I was been a Democrat all my life. I supported Barack Obama early on, and I remember the excitement at the celebration party. I was in Miami when we won, and I remember I was at the inauguration. And I've supported, I'm a supporter of the Florida Democratic Party. I'm on the majority trust of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. I mean, I support candidates all the time. There was one year of my 55-year-old life when I got involved as a Republican. But make no mistake about it, I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat, and I'm to be a member of the Democratic Party.
So besides jobs that you've already mentioned and just getting rid of career politicians, what are some things that if you were in the Senate that you would be interested in taking care of?
Well, look, I mean, I have to tell you that my first, second, and third priority is jobs and the economy. You know, you can talk about deficits and taxes and all of these things, but if we can put the 24 million people in this country back to work who are either unemployed or underemployed, that's going to take us a long way to solving a lot of other problems. I mean, when people aren't working, it's, you know, the drains on the economy go on and on. So that's my main focus. Am I going to work on other issues? Of course I'm going to work on it as they come up. If you want to discuss them, I'm happy to discuss them with you. But what I'm most concerned about is getting our country back on track. You know, my wife and I had a child who turned 7 months old yesterday. And, you know, I don't want to leave my little son Malcolm or any of the other kids in Florida a bankrupt country. And, so I'm very focused on getting to Washington and kind of making and solving some of these economic problems.
And speaking of economic problems, much has been made about your personal fortune being made on these credit default swaps. How would you explain that as far as almost having a personal benefit from the overall downturn in the economy?
Well, first of all, I've been in business and I've been creating jobs and employing people since I finished, I graduated Johns Hopkins University at 19 years old, and then I worked for 3 years. I came from nothing. When I moved with my parents to West Palm Beach in 1970. My job was a busboy. I was a waiter at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach. I worked my way through college. I had to pay every penny of my education. Then I went to Harvard Business School and got my MBA. And, you know, I came from nothing. I've lived the American dream, and I've worked very hard every day of my life. And I've been, you know, this country has given me the opportunity to have tremendous success in my career. As far as the investments I made against Wall Street, I mean, I basically took on Wall Street. I went up against them, and I won. And I'll go to Washington and take on the special interest and get real results for the people of Florida. With the trades that I did, not one person in Florida lost a penny as a result of the investments I made. The counterparty of my investments were the biggest banks on Wall Street. That's who I went up against, and that's who I beat at their own game, because they what they were doing was extraordinarily wrong.